So why do we believe the word of God is true? Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, Jesus said it is true. Jesus quoted Noah. Jesus talked about Jonah, or he talked about Noah, talked about Jonah. Jesus verifies the word of God is true. Next, the word of God is the most documented book in man's history. Over 24,000 ancient manuscripts back up the New Testament. Homer's Iliad, the next closest book in man's history, has 700. The Bible is true. Here's another reason, prophecy. The Bible predicted over 2,000 years ago that Israel would be the hotbed of the world in the last days, surrounded by her enemies. She'd return to her nation. That's exactly what's happening today. The Bible is true. World War III is close. Tribulation is close. The Antichrist system is close. You think COVID was something? That ain't nothing. Satan's going to lock down this world with his numbering system and his evil ways. I think AI, artificial intelligence, is going to have something to do with the Antichrist system to come. The Bible is accurate. Hundreds of prophecies predict Christ's life. The Bible is true. But if you're not obeying it, you have no hope of eternal life. You have to follow it. You have to obey it. You have to seek Him in spirit and truth. You have to lose your life. The Word of God points the way and it shows you the narrow path. Jesus' parables always showed the narrow path. Let's talk about the 10 virgins. 5 of them brought oil. The other 5 didn't. Oh, they believed. They were looking for the bridegroom, but they didn't have any oil. What happened to them? They were shut out, and they missed out on the chance to enter eternal life. How about the parable of the talents? The guy that hides his talent in the ground and does nothing. That's you taking the word of God you know and putting it away and doing nothing with it. He got sent into outer darkness, bound up, sent into outer darkness. God is a God of judgment. The judgment will be you're in Christ and safe, or you're outside of Christ. If you're in the worldly church systems, you're outside of Christ. If you're still of the world, you're outside of Christ. If you live in the cultural pride and vanity and fashion and sports and entertainment, hey, it's a political cycle. If politics interests you and you spend your effort on it, you are an idolater compared to the word and ways of God. No idolater will enter the kingdom of God, Paul said. If you didn't wake up to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength today, you are an idolater, living for your flesh, living for the world, living for every false way. Satan has designed everything to deceive you. Food, fun, frivolity, fashion, foolishness, carnal ways that entertain you. And the pastors and the priests won't tell you the truth. They won't dare teach the full counsel of God's word. Why? It empties buildings. Tell women to cover their heads and they run. Tell men to give up their worldliness, sports, they'll run. Tell people they can't practice pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, they'll run. Tell people you got to come out of the world and lose your life, they'll run. The churches are filled with fleshly goats, not with seekers. There may be some seekers there. They have to repent and come out. They have to come out of the church systems and walk in spirit and truth. How hard is that to understand, neighbor? You must worship God in spirit and truth. You're of the culture. You're of the church systems. You're in lies and flesh and false ways. You're not in spirit and truth. Turn and forsake your sin. Forsake this culture. Forsake this life. Lose this life to find it in Jesus Christ. If you look like the world, you're of the world. If you act like the world, you're of the world. If you entertain like the world, you're of the world. But if you read the Word of God and you come out of the world, you're a lot like God. If you dress your temple biblically to honor God, you're like God. If women cover their heads to respect God and their husbands, they're like God. They're like His Word. If you hate the things of the world that are sinful and love the things of God, you're like God. Ask yourself, what are you like? What is your likeness? Your likeness is that of the world and sin. You're of Satan, your father. The Bible says if you don't hear the word of God and respond to it, Satan is your father. That makes you a child of the devil. Go read John 8. We don't want you to be a child of the devil, neighbor. We want you to walk in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Holiness marked God's people. Holiness, to be set apart for the kingdom of God. Have you been set apart for the kingdom of God? Or are you set apart for the wrath that's coming? The wrath of God is coming against all disobedience. God's going to judge and destroy all those that practice false ways like the Baptist faith. All those that keep false ways like the Catholics. All those like the evangelicals. All those that are of the world are going to be destroyed by the fire of Christ. Look at America. Look at America. America, a warmongering nation. America loves war and killing. Not God bless America. Judgment's coming to America.
Nobody loves me. Nobody sees me.
God blesses those who obey Him and are born of His Son. If you're not born of His Son and you live like the world, you're not of Christ. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. You have no hope outside of the shed blood of Jesus, running to it, being cleansed in it, transforming your life by the Spirit and the power of God. You have no hope. Lose your life, neighbor. What are you living for? You're wasting your Saturday. This could be the only Saturday you have the rest of your life, and you're wasting it on fleshly, foolish, worldly ways. Oh, nothing wrong with buying some vegetables. But what are you going to do with the rest of your day? What are you doing with your life? Are you serving Jesus Christ? Or are you filling your life with all of the things of the world? Lust of the eyes and pride of life, John talks about. That will sweep you away on Judgment Day. You see, your life is a vessel, neighbor. And if you're worldly like I was before Christ, your life is full of junk and sin and pride and vanity and foolishness. And God calls you to dump out your vessel completely. Cleanse your life completely in Christ. Hold on to anything, and you have no hope of eternal life. Jesus talked about the rich young ruler, and Jesus loved him in Mark 10 and said, "One thing you lack." What's the one thing you lack, neighbor? Are you worldly? Do you care about pride and vanity? Do you care about the favor of man? What one thing do you lack is going to cost you your soul? Are you addicted to nicotine and drugs and alcohol? Are you addicted to movies and sports and pride? Are you addicted to porn? Are you addicted to gambling? What one thing is going to cost you your soul? Unless you shed it for the glory of God, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. We travel to tell our neighbor the good news and to warn you, you're under the wrath of God. Lest you repent, you have no hope of eternal life.
Nobody loves me.
Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Lose your life in this glorious Savior. The wrath of God is coming for those who hold on to this life. Have you lost your life completely? Do you know what it means to be a child of God? Do you know what righteousness is? Do you know what holiness is? Most Americans that claim God don't even know the Word of God. We've heard accept Jesus. That's not in the Bible. We've heard faith alone, grace alone. That's not in the Bible. We've heard about pre-trib rapture. That's not in the Bible. We've heard God loves everyone unconditionally. That's not in the Bible. God has always been a conditional God. Here's the condition. Come through his Savior Christ. Lose your life. Repent. Be born again. Obey him and walk in holiness. By the shed blood of Jesus, repent, be born again, walk in holiness and obedience and endure. That is the condition by which you must come to eternal life in Christ. But America doesn't want those conditions. America wants to live their own way. Even the older people I find in America are foolish, vain in their imagination, living for things that are corruptible. Are you living for the corruptible or the incorruptible, neighbor? What are you living for? Test yourself before it's too late. It's appointed unto man once to die and then face judgment. Don't trample the blood of our glorious Savior. Seek him. He's worthy to be praised and lifted up this day.